How long have we been gone?
It is nearly sunrise of the day after you departed, she replied, though the passage of time was only altered in the last few moments of your escape. Maeve will not be able to hold it for long, but it will give us time enough to act. What if I hadn't realized it in time? I asked her. What if I hadn't used your fire? She smiled at me, a little sad. You would be dead, I suppose. I glared at her. And my friends with me. Even so, she said. Please understand. The compulsion my queen has laid upon me permitted me few options. I could not make explanation of what I had in mind, nor could I simply stand by and do nothing while the council was in such desperate need. But now you can tell me all about it. Now we are discussing history, she said. She inclined her head to me, then to Charity. I am glad, lady, to see your daughter return to you. Charity looked up at her long enough to give her a swift smile and a nod of thanks. Then she went back to holding her daughter. Lily, I said. She arched a brow, waiting. She'd manipulated me, turned me into a weapon to use against Mab. She hadn't exactly lied to me, but she had taken an awful gamble with my life. Worse, she'd done it with the lives of four of my friends. She had good intentions all the way down the line, I suppose. And she had faced limitations that my instincts told me I still did not fully appreciate or understand. But she hadn't dealt with me head on, open and honest. But then, she was a fairy queen in her own right. What in the world had ever given me the impression that she would play her cards face up? I sighed. Thank you for your help, I said finally. She smiled, though the sadness was still in it. I have not been as much a friend to you and yours as you have been to me and mine, wizard. I am glad I was able to lend you some help. She bowed to me from the waist this time. And now I must take my leave and set things in motion to help your people. I returned the bow. Thank you. She bowed again to the company, and Fix echoed her, then they walked swiftly from the theater. I dropped onto my ass at the edge of the stage, my feet waving. Murphy joined me. After a moment, she said, "What now?" I rubbed at my eyes. "Holy ground, I think. I don't think we're going to have any immediate fallout from this, but there's no sense in taking chances now. We'll get back to Fort Hill, make sure everyone is all right, food, sleep." Murphy let out a groan that was almost lustful. I like this plan. I'm starving. I sat there watching Molly and Charity and felt a twinge of nerves inside me. I'd been sent to find black magic. Molly was it. She'd used her power to renovate someone's brain. And as benign as her intentions might have been, I knew that it hadn't left her unstained. I knew better than anybody how much danger Molly was still in, how dangerous she might now be. I'd saved her from the bad fairies, sure, but now she faced another, infinitely more dangerous threat, the White Council, the Wardens, the Sword. It was only a matter of time before someone else managed to trace the black magic back to its source. If I didn't bring her before the council, someone else would, sooner or later. Even worse, if the mind-controlling magic she'd already used had begun to turn upon her, to warp her as well, she might be a genuine danger to herself and others. She could wind up as dangerous and crazy as the kid whose execution had served as the prelude to the past few days. If I took her to the council, I would probably be responsible for her death. If I didn't, I'd be responsible for those she might harm. I wished I wasn't so damn tired. I might have been able to come up with some options. I settled for banishing thoughts of tomorrow for the time being. I was whole and alive and sane, and so were the people who had stood beside me, We'd gotten the girl out in one piece. Her mom was holding her so ferociously that I wondered if I might not have been the catalyst for a reconciliation between the pair of them. I might have healed the wounds of their family, and that was a damned fine thing to have done. I felt a genuine warmth and pride from it. I'd helped to bring mother and daughter back together. For tonight, that was enough. Thomas sat down on my other side, wincing as he touched the lump on his head.
Harry, Thomas said, remind me why we keep hurling ourselves into this kind of insanity.
I traded a smile with Murphy and said nothing. We all three of us watched as Charity, on the floor in front of the first row of seats, clutched her daughter hard against her. Molly leaned against her with a child's gratefulness, need, and love. She spoke very quietly, never opening her eyes.
Mama.
Charity said nothing, but she hugged her daughter even more tightly.
Oh, Thomas said. Right.
Exactly, I said.
Right.